Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anime, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you. And may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Welcome to Crosstalk. Tonight we have with us John Thomas Day, and we're going to be continuing on the series of how we got here. Welcome, John.
Welcome.
Hello. Welcome.
Bill's going to open with the first question.
Okay, John, when and where did you get born again?
When I truly got born again.
Amen.
Was probably, I guess it's been about 6 years ago now. Amen. If you would have asked me prior to that, I would have probably told you 30 different times before then.
Amen.
I grew up, you know, like most of us in church. I had a pastor as a father, a godly mother. My uncles are pastors. And I heard a Christian comedian say something, and I thought it was funny. He was a preacher's kid, and he said, "Preacher's kids have two routes. They go into full-time ministry, or they go to prison."
Amen. Amen.
And I maybe didn't make prison, but there's a few times I probably should have. You know, I grew up in church, and I won't say I was gospel-hardened or anything of like that. I believed in God. I believe God was there. But for me, God was a genie in a bottle, in the respect that feed me, bless me, give me this. If I'm in trouble, you know, boy, you should have heard some of those prayers.
Amen.
And, you know, but many times I spent at that altar, tears flying. But by the time I got back to the parking lot, it was gone.
Amen.
There was nothing wrong with the altar. There was nothing wrong with the power of God. The problem was with my heart. I wanted God to bless me and fix my problems, but I didn't want to serve Him. And, you know, God is your Savior, but He's also your Lord.
Amen.
And you can have both of those things, and they're wonderful, but you can't have one without the other. God isn't to be mocked, and maybe I didn't even know it at the time. I wanted all of His blessings, but I didn't want to get close enough that He would ask me to do something or ask me to change how I was living. You know, through the majority, over three-quarters of my life, I lived like that, you know, and when things went wrong, I was back on my knees, and I was praying, and, you know, that's what makes the love of God so amazing. Is He never throwed me out or say, "No, I know what you're going to do. You've done it time and time again." Every time He was there for me.
Amen.
Every time He was
praise
merciful
God.
To me. Praise Every God. Time He was gracious to me. And, you know, there were certain points in my life, like probably everybody's life, where my name, my money, my people couldn't help me. And, you know, one of those times, you know, I got down on my knees and I told God that I needed Him, but that I wanted Him, not what He could do for me, but what I could do for Him. From that day forward, you know, God heard my prayer. And make no mistake, it wasn't just that prayer. I was privileged to have a praying father and a praying mother and a praying wife, you know. And when I surrendered my life to God, when I actually give Him my whole heart, I give Him all my problems, I give Him all my desires, and said, "Lord, you know, I'm not much. I don't have much. You know, I don't have anything to offer you, but whatever I have is yours." Once I totally surrendered myself, my life's never been the same.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Was there a specific experience or time, or did that just click all at once?
As I say, the That was probably 35 years in the making right there.
Amen.
But, you know, like I say, God is merciful. I really believe that God factors in your stupidity when his love for you. You know, he doesn't hold nothing against you. He never condemned me. That was, you know, that was the problem, is I would come and I would say, okay, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to do things the right way. Because like I say, the belief in God was never the question.
Right.
But I would say, okay, God, I'm going to do it your way. And then I'd walk out there in the simplest of mistakes. And immediately conviction would come.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of responding to that conviction and repenting of it, I would let the devil come with his condemnation and say, oh, you're a Christian, huh?
Amen.
This is how Christians act. This is how Christians speak. That's what a Christian should do. You're not a Christian. And instead of realizing that the devil is a liar, that, yes, I am going to make mistakes, but I can always repent, that my Lord is there for me, I would just throw in the towel and say, you know, forget it.
Yeah.
You know, I tried. It's no good. And that's how the devil lies to a lot of us, you know, is he.
Amen.
He convinces you that if you make a mistake, and make no mistake, you know, as a Christian, you should do your best.
Absolutely.
You know, through the power of the Holy Spirit, which he equips us to live godly lives. But when you do make a mistake, as we all do make mistakes, don't run away from God. Don't
Amen.
Run away from
Amen.
The only one that can help
Amen.
You.
Amen.
The devil will tell you you blew it. That's the end of it. But Amen. That's a lie. When you make a mistake, get back down on your knees, say, Father, forgive me.
That's it.
And you pick yourself up and you start again.
Amen. 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 That makes me think of the scripture, if you should fall, you have an advocate for the Father. We're not going out wanting to. I fall. Everybody does.
I heard it said that Christians are not sinless. They just sin less.
That was good.
And
was
you
good.
Know, amen. We're all human. That was the purpose of the cross. You know, God's law was perfect, and we could never, ever measure up to it. You know, so God made a way through my sin, in spite of me, to use me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Kind of like a diet. We break a diet, and everything goes to food with me. We break a diet, and then we say, well, I'm just going to go ahead and eat again. But if you go right back on it the next day, I found this crazy thing. My doctor told me, he said, if you break it and go on like a nut, go back on it the next day, and you'll That's maintain. Right. You won't lose, but you'll maintain.
Well,
you know?
I quit the gym for a day 3 years ago, if that tells you so.
I have a question for you, John.
Okay.
I was thinking back to that 90-day Bible thing that the church did, and you led it, remember, every week. And I would listen to you, and to me, I would say to Tom, like, he's very well studied. You know, it was obvious that you studied, you knew your word. And I would like to ask you, when did you feel called to ministry? Because you are involved in ministry in the church here. The church is blessed to have you. You preach at the park and preaches, Amen. And you've preached in church here, and you led that stat. And just, and like you said, whatever needs done, things around, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When did you feel led into all that?
Well, I'll make you laugh, and you can believe this or not. I remember as a little boy, 5 or 6 years old, and they would say, well, what are you going to do when you grow up? And I'd always say, I'm going to be a preacher.
There you go.
And that's a long time ago, you know, and I forgot about that for a long time.
It's prophetic.
But, you know, I would say, you know, that when I give my heart to God and really, you know, as the scripture said, then I hear the voice of the Lord, whom shall I send and who shall go for us? And I said, here I am, send me. You know, that was kind of my outlook on it. To preaching and the talking and that, I would much prefer to be in the back room. You know, I take up the offer and here I'm an usher, and I love my job. But everything, every opportunity that's been presented to me, no matter what it is, I do it with everything I have in me, because I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for God. And Pastor Charlie told me something, you know, when he first talked to me about doing something, you know, he said, if God asked you to do it, don't say no.
Amen.
And I told him at that time, you know, it's easy for me to tell you no,
mm-hmm.
but if it's from God, You know, I don't want to say no.
Amen.
To him. So when did I know that he had a calling on my life? I'll tell you, in the last couple years, I really feel just the opportunities that he's presented before me, you know, has led me down a path. Now, I believe God has a calling on all of our lives.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
From one capacity to the other. And I think all he's looking for, and speak from experience, is just somebody willing to say, okay, Lord.
Availability.
That's what I just wrote down. You've made yourself available.
I'll do anything. I'll do anything.
Key.
I'll try anything.
Yes.
And the best part is, you'll find, I think anyways, the stuff that you're most uncomfortable with.
That's what they want you to do.
It's right where he's going to call you to do it.
Amen. Amen.
There's nothing like availability. When you make yourself available, God opens door after door after door. And I heard a minister say, I believe it was Jensen Franklin, and he said, if you're too spiritual to pick up some trash around church, you're way too spiritual to get up on the stage.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Or you're not, you're not spiritual enough to get up on the stage, he said. And it struck me, if you know, you be faithful in the little, as the Bible says. How does it go, John? And I'll make you.
If you're faithful in the little things, I'll make you ruler of. You know, Pastor Charlie, he said something, and he said it before, and it struck me. When we get to heaven, we all want to hear that. Well done, good and faithful servant.
Amen.
Now, the good part, as we've talked about before, there is no good in me except the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. I have no, I can't be good. It's not in me. So he takes care of that. But the faithful part, that's my part.
Amen.
I can be faithful to what he has for me. And he is not a man that he should lie. So if he tells you, well done, good and faithful servant,
amen,
you can believe you were faithful.
And good.
Well, good he through him.
It.
Amen.
He said it. Amen. Praise God. Good and faithful.
Yeah. What do you think going forward? What's God put in your heart, a vision, if you will, of for our church, our people, you know, the body of Christ?
Well, it's just I think the church, New Life here, and my pastors all around are the best there is. And I honestly mean that from the bottom of my heart. You know, you're talking about the opportunities and that was given. But the investment that they've put into my life, you know, the love they've shown for me, the opportunities that they've given me, and honestly what it is you can see the love of Christ through them.
Amen.
That's what draws people. That's what drawed me, you know.
Amen.
At the bottom of the story for all of us,
amen,
whether you're a man, woman, child, we all want to be loved.
Amen.
We all want to be accepted.
Thank you, Father.
And you know, when you see people that are totally sold out to Christ, when you see people that aren't just talking the talk but walking the walk,
amen,
and you can feel Christ, it's infectious.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
When you see that, when I come in tonight in this place and I see my pastor mopping the floors, that touches my heart.
Amen.
You know, he is the real deal. He is authentic. He isn't in this for no other reason but that he loves me and he wants to see me saved.
Amen.
And I believe that, you know, our people going forward, that in my lifetime, you know, I'm seeing an outpouring of the Spirit right now.
Amen.
I am really seeing a fire, especially in our youth.
Exciting.
That's exciting.
Amen.
You know, I'll even tell you, you know, we had this youth revival that came, and they were coming in Friday or Saturday, and we had church Sunday the week before, and we just kept having church right on
every night.
And when they came here, wow, what a revival we had. But that ground was worked. You know, that didn't happen by mistake. That didn't happen by chance. There's people that prayed and fasted for years upon years. It seemed like an explosion, you know, that happened all at once. And that's how it did happen. But there was years of prayer. There was years of preparation for that.
Amen.
And, you know, going forward, I see great things for our people,
amen,
you know.
Amen.
I believe that God has, no matter what it is or matter what I do for him, he has wonderful powerful things for me to do.
Amen.
But I feel that same way about every single person here.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And that's when you're talking, I was going to cry there. But we are a family, John, and
right.
I believe that. God's put us all here. We have the great, to me, and everybody feel, I'm sure feels like this about their church, but I feel we have the greatest congregation, workers, ministry, from front to back, from stage to back door to behind the scenes. It's incredible.
It is.
And me and my husband say it all the time, maybe not enough. We couldn't even do what little we do without all of you. But we're not friends.
No.
We're not acquaintances.
That's right.
We're family. And this is our home that we it's St. Charlie and Anna May's church. I've heard people refer to it like that, and it's like nails on a chalkboard to me. New Life is our home where our family meets and we come together. And that's how we want it, in Jesus' name.
You know, amen. I've heard it. I've heard people call it Kingdom Connections, and I don't like to use those ratchet titles that they
like
say.
Well, like Jonathan and David knitted it to heart.
You know, the first time I got up and spoke behind a microphone, I emceed a meeting at Pastor Tom's Outreach Church. He asked me to do it. You know, that was the first experience I ever had with that. And then we came, you know, here, and then with the Park and Preach, I got to be an usher here, and then the Park and Preach. And, you know, my job at the Park and Preach was I was the driver. I would drive the van, you know.
What a lovely job.
and that was really, well, listen, I love my job because here's the thing. I don't have to talk to nobody, you know. I can, you know.
And
that was, and then from that, you know, I got the opportunity to share the gospel down there.
That's right.
And then from there, you know, I've had the opportunity at my home church here to share the gospel. And it's funny you said that story about if you're too holy for the mop.
Right.
We was in Denver, Colorado this summer, and the Church of the Rockies, Pastor Steve Reynolds has the church. And that man never met me from Adam. Didn't know the man. The man's church was an hour and a half from us, and I seen him at a revival, and he said, why don't you just come to the church? And I said, I'd love to come to your church, but it's too far. I said, you know, on a Sunday to get my family up and done.
Right.
It's a 3-hour. And the man said, well, how about if we move the church closer to you? And I said, well,
amen.
The next week or two after that, they moved the church 10 minutes down the road. Went to the man's church. And the man said, do you do anything? Is there anything you can do? I said, I'll tell you what I do. I'll take out your garbage. I'll set up the stuff. Whatever you need, I'm your man.
Amen.
And he said, okay, that sounds good. Well, the next day I got a call, and he said, you know what I'd like you to do? So what's that? He said, you're preaching next Sunday.
There you go.
There you go.
And I said, okay, Pastor Steve. He said, anybody, you know, just the way you said that.
Right.
And I think it's not a pat on the back by
me.
I don't mean that.
No, I know you don't.
But what I'm saying to you is if you make yourself available,
amen.
If you are willing to really do whatever God asks you to do.
That's right.
God will put you where he wants. And even at this point, where's God head? What direction is God? I can't tell you. But whatever way it is. I'll do it.
We're all along for the ride. Get on board.
Mm-hmm.
Martha?
Well, and the pastor in Denver, Senior Heart, too, you know, that you would do whatever needed done. And so he promoted you.
It was a blessing. It really was.
God gives the promotions. I mean, you just do, you make yourself available to do whatever.
And
what is that saying
you say all the time, Martha? Whatever you do, do it.
With excellence.
Yes.
With excellence, you know. And I tell my girls that, too. You know, if you're doing something around the church, if you do above what you need to do.
Right.
Don't just get by. Do it with excellence.
Amen.
I believe
John,
that.
Do you have anything else that you'd like to leave in the podcast before we end it?
I would, I'll just say, if you're listening to this, and maybe you were in that position that I was in, where you do know there's a God, or you know, that maybe you are trying to use God as your personal bellboy. Mm-hmm. I just want to tell you, save yourself some pain. Take it from a dummy that's done it. There's no future in it. There's no blessings in it. There's no love in it. And listen, the greatest thing you can do in your life is surrender your heart to Jesus.
Amen.
My only, you know, the only regret I have is not the things I did wrong. Yes, I regret maybe the people I hurt or the damage I've done, but I don't regret going through or doing those things because it brought me to here. You know, it was all worth it when one day I close my eyes and I get to see Jesus face to face.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, there's so, listen, if you got a past, welcome to the club.
Amen.
You know, whatever you're going through, there's nothing in this world that Jesus can't take care of.
Amen.
Before it costs you more than you want to spend, like sin always does.
That's right.
Before it takes you further than you want to go and you wake up one day and say, how did I get here? Bend that knee to God now, and I promise you won't regret it.
Amen. Amen. Well, once again, John, we want to thank you for coming on. You truly blessed us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you around New Life.
I love
we
it here.
We do. We appreciate you. Thank you, John, for being here.
Amen. Love you.
Love you, too.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast. And remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.